This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
They think you're a goldfish. I've been betting on you my whole life. I believe in you. I don't think you're stupid.
One man, ever-racial loving, old genitals were cut off.
And we're kicking these traitors' asses politically, and we're not backing down ever. I want to get these people. We're winning. I can feel the spirit rising. Can't you? We have broken their back. Yes, I can feel it. Let's go.
Come on.
Vengeance is coming. Fire is coming. The real revolution against you is coming. And you will burn in hell.
Lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It is incredibly sensational and important to everybody in the world, not just here in the U.S., that the Democrats are openly preparing a physical uprising revolution in the United States with enough violence and burning cities and racial conflict to be able to sell the idea to the weak-kneed establishment Republicans to remove President Trump. And in the moment that that's done, we see the mouse taming the tiger or the lion with always more demands from the globalists. The Democrats are, as constituents, the most weak-minded, easily led followers. But above them are criminals that are 100% conscious of their operations. Now, it cannot be overstressed that they are trying to trigger a civil war and that we already have a cultural civil war going on in this country by the anti-prosperity, anti-free market, anti-family, anti-Christian, and it's being programmed anti-white, even though it's white people actually trying to create the racial control. That's who's leading it and quarterbacking it. Most of the minorities are not buying into it because they know they're the majority, and why would they want to burn down the country that's theirs? So there's a huge global awakening happening, and the establishment has got its moron rent-a-mobs out across the world, not just here, trying to bully nationalists, capitalists, populists back into submission. But they were never under your submission. They were asleep. I believe history shows, and the evidence already shows, that this will cause a greater awakening to take place. The problem is that's two different freight trains at high speed moving towards each other on the same track. And you've got a lot of top historians coming out and saying that current political environment is pre-Civil War. Well, there's that point in flux, flashpoint, where when were you pre, when were you in it? By the time you're in the Civil War, it's too late. I'm going to try to brief the president here on air today, and I'm going to try to brief the listeners and viewers and everybody else. But the president already knows this, but he needs his own people to understand it. And I have been tasked with taking this message to the people. So I can't get into it, and I'm not going to give the specifics of it, but these are the hard messages that have to be said that other people are scared to come out and tell you. When the president calls CNN your enemy, when he calls the Democrats enemies of America, they are on the communist Chinese payroll, and they're on the big bank payroll. And those groups are actively trying to destroy the country. That's what's happening. So when you're against Trump, and you're against InfoWars, and you're against free speech, and you're against all of this, you are trying to destroy the country. And the left's like, of course, we hate America. Tell us something we didn't know. That's why they've been prepared for 50 years in the universities to now come out and call and celebrate against prosperity, against the economy, against freedom, against security. They say they want it all gone. Bill Maher, everybody says that.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, on Saturday, The Hill reported the former director of the CIA, John Brennan, has asked Trump's cabinet, if you guys would reprint me that article, it'd be great, has asked Trump's cabinet to overthrow him. You guys need to close your microphone. You know, this stuff is so heavy and so big and so real, and the public has no idea that the entire civilization we've built is under attack, and that the globalists admit they want to finally break the West back completely. And we're already being pushed in the first stages of a civil war. And it's so big and important, I think I'm going to go to rebroadcast until I'm ready to present this on air today. Because I came in and got sidetracked with some other stuff, and I need to get all my material together to go through it linearly, because it needs to be laid out properly and given the respect that it deserves and that it needs. And I'm just not ready to do it at this point. I may just do rebroadcast the whole day. I may just leave. Only because things this bad, things this serious, you just can't kind of half-ass. Because we all just get caught up in the minutia of life and where we are, and don't realize how close we are to a shooting war in this country. And, you know, I hope that all the weird leftists and people that have bought this anti-America, anti-free market Kool-Aid, I hope that they understand that they're useful idiots and are destroying the very fabric of a system and a world that they live in. I mean, what they're bringing in is a dystopia for the general public. And is designed to be, and is designed to be austere. And is designed to be very, very nightmarish. And it's a whole nother system. We're dealing with people driven by evil, driven by lust for power, driven by fraud, who purposefully want to bully this country and this world into total submission. That's what's going on. That's what's happening. And they want victory over prosperity. They want victory over common sense. They want victory over sanity. They want victory over the truth. They want victory over life. They want to control everything because normal systems don't need them or don't want them. And so they have to create designed dysfunction and human obsolescence because they see themselves as obsolescent. And so only by clawing us down to the groveling, unhappy level that they're in, do they believe that they could ever find any type of security. So we're in a civil war. It's global. I'm going to lay out the big players. I'm going to lay out the goals of the globals at the top, and then look at how they're attacking the nation state from what's happening in Europe, what's happening here, and other areas. So that's coming up. Now, I'm going to air a few special reports here now. And we're also going to look at some of the geopolitical things that are happening. But this is all tied in to the future and humans making a decision about our destiny. And folks need to know that when I lay out the players, they admit they're the players. They admit the global cosmology I'm laying out is the real world. They've got everybody playing these other political games off in La La Land while the real stuff's going on right in front of everybody. And what the globalists are pushing is so unpopular and authoritarian and classically evil, if we just can force a real debate about it, it will fail. And it is failing now. But they're going to culture war and division and infighting and weaponized media as a counter to that and are pushing the world into war and depression. And Trump is running around like a fire department in the middle of a hot summer with 50-mile-an-hour winds trying to put all these fires out. And we've got the Democrats and others who are just a bunch of yes-men on their power trips doing everything they can to sabotage that, even though it will destroy them even faster. Because they want to continue their control. They want to continue their mismanagement. Let's go out to break with some of the John Bowne report dealing with the red hen stinks of fascism. What it stinks of is just bullying. And I wish all these places would put on their door, we don't want Christians here. We don't want conservatives here. We don't want capitalists here. We don't want libertarians here. We don't want white people here. I'm serious. I'm a libertarian. And you tell me, I don't want to come in your place. I don't want to be around you. By the way, you're all escaping your blue states, your blue cities, to come vampire off me. Everybody else. It's so sick how we can't get away from you people. It's like the lady speaking in the EU Parliament last week. And she says, I want out of the euro. We never voted to be in it. And they cut her mic off and say, go back. We don't want to hear from you speaking for England. And she's like screaming with her mic cut off. You can still hear her. But that's what we're saying. No, you don't get to speak. Go away. And we're going to keep ruling your life. It's the same thing. It's like everybody that went to California from all over the world thinking they were going to, you know, find heaven. They're like moths to a flame, narcissists and wannabe famous people to Los Angeles. That all has imploded to living hell. Everyone looks like dead zombies. The air is poisoned. It's like, Mike, this is hell on earth. And now they're evacuating, but then they want to come wherever you're at and put you basically in a political cage like a milk cow that has to feed them. And so now they're all about peer pressure and they're all about being followers. So they think harassing us is going to make us bow down to them. No, everyone's now already had the idea. I already thought of this a few days ago. Now you're saying it. Everyone's already going on Yelp and everywhere else and saying this is not conservative friendly. This is not libertarian friendly. And you can go in with a Trump shirt or an InfoWars shirt and go into these restaurants and have them throw you out. and then come back with your friends a week later, and then all just go tell people this isn't friendly to conservatives or libertarians or nationalists, and let them go bankrupt. They're telling us when they put us under economic embargo, when they try to censor us offline, when they try to kick us out of the restaurants, when they try to make us uncomfortable. Like 3-4 years ago, Levis would walk over and knock my drink over in a restaurant. Or go, boo, 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 Alex Jones, you're unpopular, like it hurts me. You've seen it on live videos countless times. Shame, shame, shame. I'm like, dude, I ain't 3 years old. I moved out when I was 17. Ain't been, breastfeeding off mama in, 40-something years. Saying, shame, 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 I'm not a kindergartner. Not one of your kindergartner students. But that's what they do. So I want them to tell me who they are. Like I look at hotels now, and if they're globalists, I don't stay there. And so as the people that actually work and make the money in the world, as the capitalist, I get it. Hey, leftists, believe me, I don't want to be around you. I don't want to eat your stinking food, drink your coffee. I don't want to talk to you. I want you to go crawl back into one of your blue city areas and just basically live on the street and crap everywhere like you do normally.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Relentlessly attacking the power structure, you're listening to Alex Jones.
Trump administration press secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said she politely left the establishment known as the Red Hen restaurant in Lexington, Virginia, after being told by the manager that she would not be served in their establishment. Mediaite reports Red Hen owner Stephanie Wilkinson told the Washington Post that she was actually home when she got a phone call informing her that Sanders had walked into her small farm-to-table restaurant. Wilkinson told Washington Post, "I said I'd be down to see if it's true." She then huddled with the staff, many who took issue with the White House on a number of issues. She said, "I was babbling a little, but I got my point across in a polite and direct fashion. I explained that the restaurant has certain standards that I feel it has to uphold, such as honesty and compassion and cooperation. I said I'd like to ask you to leave." Sanders, who Wilkinson did confirm left without a huff, told her side of the story on Twitter later, a move that, according to former ethics head Walter Schaub, may have actually violated ethics rules. Yelp is still getting reviews concerning the hypocrisy. DB writes, "I remember the days when certain people in the South were not allowed to eat in restaurants. Looks like nothing has changed with the Southern Democrat crowd." Another Yelp review reads, "Wow, kicking customers out of your restaurant because of their employer. If she were black or gay, the liberals would be going crazy." Another review read, "I thought the Liberal Democrat Party was about peace, love, and tolerance. Not much of that going on at this restaurant. This is an example of what is wrong with America right now. When they were in power, they acted like they were so kind and tolerant. But they lose power and the claws come out, and their true colors shine through." And another Yelp review reads, "This lame restaurant only got 2.5 out of 5 stars and rejects customers based on their customers' politics." Laughing out loud. The Gateway Pundit reported that a hacker even changed the menu description to be that of a description of erectile dysfunction. Are Republicans going to have to seek discrimination protection? After all, the Democrats are threatening them and their children on a regular basis with murder and rape. Hey, but the Democrats are at the forefront of tolerance and inclusion, you say? Here's a little history lesson about the hidden fascism of the Democrats. It was Democrat Party founder President Andrew Jackson and Martin Van Buren that ignored the Supreme Court and relocated the Cherokee on the Trail of Tears. It was Democrat President James K. Polk that pushed for the Mexican War, resulting in the massacre of Mexican civilians. And it was the old Southern Democrats that primarily defended slavery and Jim Crow. And it was Democrat President FDR who interned the Japanese during World War II. And refused to support federal anti-lynching legislation, not to mention the Democrats' long history with the KKK. Don't get me wrong, I'm fully aware of the left-right paradigm country club system we are all suffering under. And maybe it sounds like the twist to a bad horror film, Democrats, but yes, it is you. You are the despicable creature massacring this republic, no longer searching for the truth behind your rhetoric, instead collectivizing a mob rule mentality that is foreign to our shared Bill of Rights. In fact, I'm just going to politely ask the Democrats to just sit this upcoming 4th of July out. John Bound reporting for Infowars.com.
That's powerful.
Bureau of Investigation investigation embarrassment, James Comey took his treason tour to Ireland in full anti-Trump bias, claiming he was so ashamed of current U.S. immigration policies that he considered telling Irish customs officials that he was Canadian when he arrived. Harmless rhetoric or another slap in America's face? He was blaming policies from a previous administration that he was a part of.
The thought that he is now responsible for keeping America safe, and yet when you use a word like infested with immigrants, that's not a good sign.
Well, it's not who we are. And the good news is, we know that about ourselves. I think our British colleagues know it about us. We're better than that. And no president in a four-year term or an eight-year term can essentially change America.
Listen to the condescension.
It's painful and concerning in the short term.
Earlier this week, a clearly biased and treasonous FBI agent, Peter Strzok, was removed from his office and placed under investigation by the FBI's Office of Professional Responsibility. As the Justice Department revealed in Inspector General Horowitz's IG report, that Strzok and four other FBI employees sent hostile anti-Trump messages using taxpayer-funded bureau devices, a violation of FBI rules.
This text from Peter Strzok, who basically says, you know, he says to his girlfriend, we will stop it. And this text happened on August 8th of 2016. 4 days later, we get the other text that says we need an insurance policy. We've had the insurance policy text for months, and yet we're just getting this one now.
But when the FBI agent says he's going to stop it, that sounds like collusion at the highest level and an attempt to improperly interfere with a legitimate election. Congress is entitled to know everything about that in real time.
But don't count your chickens just yet. Inspector General Horowitz confirmed that he is investigating if Strzok's anti-Trump bias played a role in the origins of the FBI's Russia investigation. And further evidence regarding gifts the FBI agents received from reporters has yet to be completely revealed.
As detailed in our report, we found that the inappropriate political messages we uncovered cast a cloud over the mid-year investigation, sowed doubt about the credibility of the FBI's handling of it, and impacted the reputation of the FBI. We found the implication that senior FBI employees would be willing to take official action to impact a presidential candidate's electoral prospects to be deeply troubling and antithetical to the core values of the FBI and the Justice Department.
And also, The Hill reports Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley wants to subpoena former FBI Director James Comey and Loretta Lynch, who served as Attorney General in the Obama administration.
This is the second time since he was fired that Mr. Comey refused an invitation to testify here voluntarily. He has time for book tours and television interviews, but apparently no time to assist this committee, which has primary jurisdiction over the Justice Department. Ms. Lynch also chose not to show up. The need for transparency does not end when senior officials are fired or quit.
If the IG report were to be taken seriously by the country club of backscratchers in the District of Criminals, not only would Hillary be finally brought front and center to answer to her lackey James Comey's watered-down bungling of her treasonous crimes against national security, but Obama himself, or another senior official as Comey disguised him, would be entangled in Hillary's still unresolved email scandal, as Obama absolutely improperly communicated on an illicit email server. Again, all of this due to Hillary's unresolved email scandal, a long-suffering scandal so blatantly criminal that the very investigation into it is under investigation. John Bound reporting for Infowars.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is transmitted at the request of the President of the United States of America and the Office of Homeland Security. In compliance with the United Nations, the President of the United States has declared martial law. Curfew is now in place. Return to your homes. Any congregating with two or more people outside of your homes will result in you being arrested on site.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's the Alex Jones Show.
We are back live broadcasting worldwide. I am Alex Jones, your host. And we're here covering the reality of what's going on, the reality of what's happening. The United States is facing a multinational, multination coalition of authoritarians attempting to bully and dominate this country into submission and to shut our republic down and convert it into a serf-based high-tech technocracy. High-tech serfdom, in their own words. And the history of what's happening and the dire consequences of what's happening and the manifest evil of what's happening and the fact that so many people in the general public are willing to buy lies from known frauds and to go out and to work against their own interest saddens me. Liberty is rising worldwide, and we're winning on many fronts. But the clear-cut nature of what Trump's doing, being reasonable, pragmatic, common sense, and good on every front, versus the Democrats taking it up another notch to 11 in Spinal Tap nomenclature or parlance, it's just they don't want us in their restaurants. They don't want to be around us. Believe me, I don't want to be around you. You know, growing up, there was always that girl that was trying to get guys to start fights with you or claiming you'd said something to her or done something or claiming you wanted to date her and you didn't want to date her, but later you learned that she was mad because you never asked her out. That's bad enough, but this is like neurotic little followers. I mean, leftists all look like there's something wrong with them. I don't care if they're black, white, Asian, Hispanic. A real leftist is a gibbering mental patient at the low level. At the higher levels, they're criminals who are known criminals, who are con artists, who are there to feed on the earth and who hate everyone. So I don't even hate them. I want them out of my life. Please put a sign up that you don't want capitalists, Christians, conservatives, libertarians, nationalists. Please tell me. But, you know, we got to go further. We can look up who owns companies. We can look up, especially with big corporations, and just do not support them. The conservatives, the libertarians, the Christians, all over the world, no matter what color you are, have all the wealth. You can go anywhere in the world. You can go to Africa, and there's squalor and death everywhere, and there'll be some little minority Christian tribe that's got industry and farms and has built up the entire area around them. But then always the Islamicist or the animist at the UN behest, like Rwanda, come in and just murder everyone. Take what the Christians had, and then everything collapses. Same thing's happened in multiple places in Latin America with the Amish, who moved in there over 150 years ago when they got kicked out of Europe. And they'll produce in some places, in South America, some countries, 80% of the food, even though they're like 2% of the population. And what happens? The socialists get control. They start taking everything the Amish have. The Amish just stop producing. And everybody starts starving to death. The socialists get thrown out. The Amish are given their land back. And then everything starts back over again. Because they're Christians. And because they produce. But everybody else just goes, I'll rob them today, butcher all the cows today, we'll live high off the hog for a month, and then move on to something else like locust, like a bunch of giant grasshoppers coming across the land, eating everything down to the bone. And that's what's happening. Hispanic Christians, black Christians, Arab Middle Eastern Christians, doesn't matter, Asian Christians, it doesn't matter where you are, they produce generally 10 to 1. There's big studies on this. 10 to 1 against any other group. Now, why is that? Because they're following the golden rule. Doesn't mean they're perfect, but they're trying. And they're building things, and they're expanding, and it's prosperity. Do you think the big mega corporations like having that type of stuff around? By the way, I didn't even get to this yesterday, and I knew this a few months ago, and I barely covered it. In Stockholm, Sweden, of course, they're going to go from giving you basically free rides on the trains if you take a microchip in your hand. They got pretty girls advertising it. To, oh, you're going to have it. And then you got Time Magazine and CNN and ABC News saying, you will all soon get a chip in your brain, not just in your hand. It's all here. It's all happening. And then I see all these giant lies that get put out. And you see people like Maxine Waters calling for aggressive bullying actions against people. They are ratcheting this up. And what's amazing is when you look at little spoiled brats like Maxine Waters, she's like a three-year-old spoiled brat that never got in trouble. And then she says, you know, we're going to play these clips coming up. She says, and you know, they're getting kicked out of restaurants, and let's do more of that. Just like they kick people out of restaurants in Nazi Germany, just like they use bullying, and just like they use censorship and control and gulags and ghettos where certain groups couldn't engage in commerce or business and had to be herded into these electronic ghettos of modern times. You are the authoritarians. You are really bad. You are the worst of the worst, and you are committed to it, and you've got a group of spoiled, rotten, loser followers with 3 or 4 degrees that can't get them a job, and they're all desperate and scared as leftist followers, not knowing why life isn't turning out good, because they followed the program, and they're being told, you go out and you take over the country, and you bully everybody, and you get rid of free speech, and we basically, you know, enslave conservatives and make them work for us, and you'll have your future. And they are fully then buying on to the next level of authoritarianism, that if they become aggressive, and that if they go out and dominate their fellow humans, that then the big mega corporations are going to deliver them all the goodies. When, if you think about it, all these big mega corporations, their leaders are all leftists, and almost none of them pay taxes. And Bill Maher was bitching last Friday, in between attacking me and hoping that Mike Cernovich dies. She's such a nice person. He said, how dare you billionaires, you're all leftists, but none of you give any money. I've looked at the federal numbers. Well, that's because they give their money through those platforms being pro-Democrat, pro-globalist. That's why. They give billions in propaganda every year. And they're not supposed to look political on the surface. That's why they directly don't give the Democrats, you buffoon. He brags about how he gave $1 million of his $100 million, you know, just to Barack Obama. And, well, why didn't Bezos give $1 million? Bezos is engaged in a lot bigger lobbying than that. So, again, that's how desperate they've gotten, where he's not even funny anymore. He just goes, I hate Alex Jones, he's a bad person, and I hope Mike Cernovich commits suicide. And you're like, how is this even funny? It's like, that's well, no, what they're saying is, kill these people. The message is, kill, 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 kill. That's what they're trying to get other people to do, thinking it's going to intimidate us.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
And we got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them to the library, to give them to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Here's the bad news. The bad news is Democrats, socialists, communists, establishment types, a lot of your academics that think they're better than everybody who serve that system, are hell-bent on controlling people's lives because they don't feel like they're successful in their own right. They crave dominating and manipulating others. And they are on a planetary war path to dominate human societies under the world government plan. And think about how 10 years ago, even when I was reading quotes by globalists about world government, it still was like this big secret thing, and we were all in the in club knowing about it, but the media would say we were all liars. Now they just go, okay, big deal. Yeah, we got a world government. Big deal. Apple doesn't pay any taxes. Big deal. Apple has slave factories. Yeah, big deal. We say we're getting rid of the family here in the West. Yep. We think Christians are bad. Yep. Yep. I mean, it's just like, there they are. Yep. Universities are banning all conservative, all Christian speech. Yep. Public schools are saying you can't give out Christmas cards and you can't say you love God, but everybody else has their free speech. Everything is twisted. Everything is the opposite of what it's supposed to be. And when you talk to these leftists, they'll laugh at you and go, if the camera's not on, and go, of course we're taking over. And they just see those of us that are awake as dumb because we haven't joined them in the scam. You ever seen Project Veritas? Hundreds and hundreds of videos. They just walk into five different Democrat Party Akron facilities. And it's nothing but a giant Democratic Party operation. Caught laundering money. They go, yeah, I'm going to run some underage whores. Some 15-year-old whores we took from their parents. And they go, great, absolutely, we'll help you do that. And he's dressed in a pimp outfit with a woman that looks like she's underage. And then there's just hundreds of other videos where every time they turn the camera on, they're going, oh, we'll destroy these evil Christians and veterans. They're scum. I hate them. Oh, they think they're talking to people on Twitter and Facebook. We shadow ban them. They're so pathetic. We run everything. We rule them. Oh, and oh, Alex Jones is our enemy and Paul Watson. Oh, we hate them. We're going to get them. And then other undercover videos. Dozens and dozens of videos going, oh, I want a new Lamborghini. Oh, God. We sell the baby parts. They're like, ching, ching. And you're like, why do they act like, who was the bad guy on Catch the Pigeon? The really stupid cartoon back in the 70s. Where they have fly the airplanes. They're always trying to kill the pigeon. But he's like, he's a bad guy. And he has a dog that's bad. That's all muttly. That's always giggling. And it's like, oh, we'll destroy them. Ah, pure evil's good. Oh, yeah. And then you're like, oh, evil people don't actually act like that. Yeah, they do. They sit around and they hop around and they rub their hands together and they just see a bunch of people they can rip off and scam. Because the big corporations go and they hire people that they know will do this stuff. And that's my final realization is they've converted. See, once you get 5-10% of your group to be really evil and corrupt and moralless, then you can convert almost everybody else in the group very quickly through peer pressure. And they've reached that point where Dick Dastardly's his name? Yeah, Muttley. So they've figured out that they've got a group of people that are completely corrupt and also just love to grandstand in front of everyone, pointing their finger at us, saying we're bad. And, man, when they're talking about harvesting babies and making millions off of it, it's like they're demon-possessed. They're going, And you're like, what's up with these people? Because if you're going to make money off dead babies, you might as well enjoy it. See, when you start committing these type of sins against humanity, there's just a slippery slope into oblivion, isn't there? And then they know that we have a conscience, so they're always manipulating the fact that we have a conscience. And now, I haven't even gotten any of the news, because this is what happens. I was in a good mood this morning, worked out, everything came in, knew what I was going to talk about, looked at a couple hundred articles, and I just, it's so sick, it's so twisted, it's so out of control, it's so guaranteed that they're coming for our guns, our children. They are 100% going to start burning down cities. They're going to 100% start shooting more cops in the back of the head. They're going to dump coffee on me and physically attack me. They're going to attack Trump's family. They're going to attack. Now they're just saying they're going to attack anybody in DHS. Any Trump supporters is the talking point for Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters and Donnie Deutsch and all of them. Yeah, James Woods has just come out, new article today, Infowars.com. James Woods warns conservatives, get armed and vote. Your life depends on it. Yeah. You know, that's really it. It's not that I'm even depressed. My brain and my body is just telling me we crossed the line, we're in the Civil War, and I need to get up here and I need to explain that. And that's what I'm saying to everybody. Mike Adams has put out an emergency report. We're going to post it to Infowars.com. I want to play it next hour. An emergency alert that we are now in a civil war. I agree with him. And notice, I came out and said that today. He said that simultaneously. James Woods said that. All these historians are saying it. Some of them famous liberals. Because it's true. Rob Reiner said they're in the final battle of the Civil War. And it's even lost on him that we're the Republicans and we're trying to bring people together and they're the ones creating division. So it's all on newswars.com. So it's not even composing myself. I have stacks of news documenting everything I've said. And you're going to hear all this and go, we've been hearing this for years. Yeah, it's here. So everybody better gear up and everybody better get aggressive with these leftists. And I haven't really, you know, my main frustration is I haven't figured out yet at an intellectual, spiritual, economic, military, political level what we should do at this point. But I'm like pregnant in thought. But whoever shoots first loses. Oh, and that's the big thing. Just like night follows day, this red hen thing. That put out the personal info of Sanders and threw him out of the deal and then said, oh, you use your official Twitter to talk about us. That's blah, blah. That's not the law. It's all made up. Notice they're the victims now. Like night follows day. You know, like in the show, House of Cards, where he throws a brick through his own window. I mean, everybody knows, you know, Wag the Dog, all that. In movies, everybody knows, oh, people stage stuff. And in reality, the left's always getting caught putting swastikas on their houses or fake crosses and burnings in their yards. And 99% of the time, it's fake. Like night follows day, I'm not saying the owner of the Red Hen is going to stage something against her facility, but like night follows day, if somebody's smart, if you want to dedicate something to your country, you need to go sit out in front. I wish I had the money. I'd put PIs. If I had billions of dollars, I would say every day have teams of PIs all over the country. I'd say, get on this site. And I would just have PIs watch the Red Hen show when somebody firebombs it, God forbid, or somebody knocks the windows out, or somebody paints a swastika on the door. We can follow them to their house, and you know who they're going to be, don't you? We know. It'll be something like the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, Antifa, which is just college professors in mask, the Lone Rangers going out and hitting women in the head with bike locks. But I don't have the personnel to do that or the money. But I'm telling you, the left is going to hit the Red Hen in the next 48 hours. 99% chance. And when they do hit it, we can blow their operation in another devastating victory if somebody just politely goes and sits there and watches it with a camera rolling. You will catch them. And it's just thinking like that. That we'll defeat these people 110%. I will never eat in the red turd. And I wish no harm against the red turd, the red hen, the red chicken dropping. Please, in fact, she even looks like a chicken neck liberal. In fact, I mean, it's just true. You know when they're liberals. I just think, God, please tell me you don't want me in your restaurant. Please! You'll go so bankrupt.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.